My name is Matt Ryan, and joined on the phone right now by Tegan Gase. Tegan, thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
I am doing great, thank you. And how are you?
Yeah, doing well, Tegan. So first off, I want to ask you about your new tune, Sleeping With Her. We love playing this song. It's a great tune. Can you tell us a little bit about your new one and kind of how this one came to be, the story behind how this one was written?
Yeah, so I wrote this song about a year ago in Nashville, and I have the title Sleeping With Her in my phone that I had kind of been bringing into different rooms, and it wasn't really sticking. And then I had to write with Gordy Sampson, Dylan Guthrow, and Baker Grissom one day, fire write, like just such good writers. And I had this title and they really liked it. And we ended up jumping on with it. And like, as soon as the song was done, like I knew it was something special. I couldn't wait to get the demo back. And the rest is kind of history. Like, we fell in love with the song and decided to make it our new single. And it's just been such, like, an insane journey so far. Like, again, another pinch me moment for this year. And it's been really exciting to watch it, like, do so well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great song. And I love talking songwriting, kind of hearing how songs come to be. Now, you mentioned you had this title kind of in an archive folder there in your phone. I'm just curious, how big is that archive folder? How many ideas do you got in there?
Oh my gosh, like it's endless. If you go into my notes, it's all it is like song titles or like ideas. It's pretty wild, the life of a songwriter.
No, very, very cool. It just absolutely fascinates me. And you have a music video out for this one as well. How was that process like for you? And where was the music video filmed?
So I filmed this in the summer, and I filmed it in Nashville with one of my good friends, Crystal. And she just did a phenomenal job. It was my first time working with her. She was nominated for a CCMA last year, and she just absolutely killed it. Exactly what I had envisioned and what I wanted for the video. So easy to work with. It was just like one of those effortless, magical days. Everyone on the crew was so nice, and it was awesome. And I love the way the music video turned out. Like, I was so happy and proud of it. So yeah, it was awesome.
Absolutely. Great song, great music video. Again, joined right now by Tegan Gase. Tegan, I saw on social media, Instagram recently, you know, you celebrated a birthday, so a happy birthday to you. Did you do anything special? How was your birthday for you?
It was, like, actually makes me want to cry talking about it, because it was the most magical day. I've been 3 years, like, kind of back and forth to Nashville, but it actually blows my mind the amount of, like, friends and people here that I love so much that came up out and, like, showed up for me and just were there for me all day. And it was really cool. We went to Barcelona. We went out one night. The day of my actual birthday, I got to track guitars for the new single coming out soon. So that was really fun to just be in the studio doing what I love with people that I love. Mm-hmm. And my producer for the next song, his family is just the cutest family. And his little kids threw me a little birthday party.
Aww.
I got to eat lots of cake, lots of good food, hang out with good people. Like, there's not really much else I could have asked for. It was wonderful.
That's fantastic. Awesome. That's great to hear. We were going to ask you about kind of what is on the way for you the next little bit. Now, you mentioned that there's a new single coming out soon. I know you posted, I think just this morning, that you have a show coming up in BC, I believe, this summer. So I know some things probably can't get announced, that kind of thing, but looking ahead to 2024, what's kind of this year looking like for you? Obviously new music, some shows, hopefully. I'm guessing you're hoping to be very busy playing festivals and shows. What's kind of 2024 looking like for you?
Oh, you bet. So, of course, I always got some new stuff coming up the pipe. So I'm down here working on the record. So I'm writing. So love fun. And then, yes, I got the next song coming out, like, in the near future. So we're plucking away on that. And then, of course, like, the summer's just around the corner. So I got all the fun festival shows. I just posted this morning, as you saw, about the Coast City Country. Cannot wait for that. That is like just kind of in my backyard, so close to where like where I live. So that's going to be fun. Like what an incredible lineup. And then I there are some things I can't announce, but I want to announce bad.
I understand.
But, yeah, we got the Energetic Country Fair. I can announce that, and a couple other things that I can't say, but I want to say so bad. But Dolphins Country Fest is one that I've already announced, so that's one that I'm super excited for. So yeah, there's some fun, exciting things coming up the pipes, and so everyone listening, just stay tuned, head out to my socials, and keep an eye. And yeah, it's gonna be a really fun summer. That's all I can say. Great.
No, I know a lot of things can't get announced yet, but it sounds like it's going to be an exciting and very busy year for you. Now, you mentioned that people can check out your socials. I mean, do you post to all of them that people can follow along with what you're up to? Is that the best? Like all of the above? Do you post some more to some than others? How can people follow along?
Oh yeah, go to my Instagram. I'm always on Instagram. Keep up with that one. I mean, I got Twitter, I got Facebook. I kind of like make sure I try and post on all of them continuously. Same with TikTok. Like, go to my TikTok if you want to see some fun. I like to have a little bit of fun on my TikTok. So if you want to see some funny videos, go to my TikTok. And I'm a big social media girl. I love keeping up with the fans. So. I like to make sure I'm constantly on all of them as much as I can be.
No, that's awesome. Fantastic. That is the place to keep up to date with what you're up to. Tegan, we really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Again, we're loving the sound of the new tune. We're looking forward to what is on the way from you. And we wish you all the best, and I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much for playing my song. Thanks for talking with me today. And I just hope that you have a great day. And thank you.